This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Five people are expected to enter pleas in the Elijah McClain case today in Adams County. Oh my God. Five people are expected to enter pleas in the Elijah McClain case today in Adams County Court. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Three former police officers and two paramedics face felony charges for McClain's death, including manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. They were indicted in 2021 and have been in months of delays caused by multiple motions filed by defense attorneys. A judge this week ruled there would be three trials for the five defendants, though. One trial for the first officer who responded, another for the paramedics, and a third for the other two officers. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The state's transportation department is working with the state patrol to cut down on speeding-related crashes. New billboards and radio ads will also encourage drivers to slow down. Speeding is one factor behind a recent spike in traffic deaths in Colorado, especially in El Paso County. Fatalities in that county involving speeding rose 43% between 2019 and 2020. That's far above state and national averages. The Polis Administration and big Colorado hospital systems are at odds over a new state report on hospital profits. The state's healthcare financing agency called out the systems for building higher profits and reserves during the pandemic. The state says UC Health and Health One had a total profit margin last year of more than 18%. The state says both systems could cut prices sharply and still thrive financially. The hospitals fired back, saying the state didn't recognize their investment in state programs, discounted care, and the pandemic response. This is CPR News and KRCC. Up next, it's The Takeaway.